You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Now, if you want somebody to lie to you, I am telling you, change the channel right now. But if you want the truth, you've come to the right spot. See, the Baltimore Ravens season, it came to a tragic ending. And I would suggest it was a waste of time. Think about this. Go back 4 years. We saw the same picture. 4 years ago, 2019 season, the Baltimore Ravens, they were the one seed in the AFC. Now, stay with me. I'm taking you somewhere. Then not only were they the one seed in the AFC, but that year, 4 years ago, Lamar Jackson, he won an MVP. And then how did that season end? Well, it ended with the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl. Now cut to 2023. 4 years later, the Baltimore Ravens once again. They're the one seed. You see the 2023 season. What's happening this year? Lamar Jackson. What's he going to do? I think hoist another MVP trophy. And guess who is in the Super Bowl? Not the Ravens. The Chiefs and the Niners. So although the Ravens did a whole lot of running, jumping, and hitting this season, I got to be honest with you. I wish I could lie. I wish I could. But the Ravens season fell short. I suggest it was a waste of time heading to the desk. LeSean McCoy, Joy Taylor, James Jones.
Oh, man.
Let there be light, they say.
Oh, God.
Congratulations, Manuel, by the way. Making the Pro Bowl, Shady.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I need one. That's what I've been chasing. I need one.
Everybody made the Pro Bowl.
I'm disappointed in that, though. You know why I'm disappointed? Because now they might start, like, looking down on the Pro Bowls. And people like me that really had to go out there and get them Pro Bowls.
For context. I don't want to keep you out. Gardner Minshew, it was announced that he made the Pro Bowl. Baker Mayfield announced that he made the Pro Bowl because several starters are sitting out. Guys like Lamar Jackson, guys like Patrick Mahomes, amongst others.
Oh, they just said that Mike Thomas is going to be in the Pro Bowl as a tight end. Yeah.
Everybody getting Pro Bowl. What are we doing?
We will get to that later in the show. But for now, Shady, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about that bowl game, if you
That's
will.
A big one.
Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, they're not going to be playing in it. I suggest it was a waste of a season. To bring it back to the game, I think they fell short. Not only did they fall short objectively, I think what is the point in playing if you are Lamar Jackson if you're not getting to a Super Bowl? What's the point in having a one seed if you're not going to capitalize on that one seed and finish the season as the number one team in your conference? What is the point in all of it if it's not going to, if nothing is going to come of it? So where I'm standing, Shady, it was a waste of a season. But Big Dog, what you say? You won 2 Super Bowls. You know what it
means. You know, I got to disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, your quarterback won MVP.
True. Right?
He got paid. Most times when players get paid, I'm guilty of it as well. When you get paid that year, you don't do well. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. The next year, that's when you ball out. But not for the Ravens. Their quarterback took this team to the AFC Championship game. We can't out of the AFC Championship game as nothing. That's a big deal. That's a big accomplishment. And then if they didn't win this game, I'll be upset. They didn't win it yet. But why I can't be too upset is you lost to Patrick Mahomes. Lost to Andy Reid. This is the best duo since Brady and Lil Bill. This is since then. So now it's like if he lost to Josh Allen, if he lost to Joe Burrow, I got a problem with that.
Sure.
Because y'all on the same level. All y'all on the same level. But Patrick Mahomes on another level. And you look at the Chiefs team, they look way different back then to right now.
Sure.
Playoff came, clock's ticking.
But Shady, in what world? Please, 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 please break this down for me, Mr. Future Hall of Fame
athlete
that I believe you are.
Mm-hmm.
In what world is losing
okay.
It's never
okay. Oh, yeah, you lost the pass.
It's never okay.
I don't care.
It's never
if
okay.
you're on the field with Adrian Peterson, I still expect you to have more rushing yards. If you're on the field with Marshawn Lynch, I still expect you to have more rushing yards. If you're on the field with Arian Foster in his prime, Matt Forte in his prime, if you're on the field with them dudes, I still expect you to have more rushing yards.
You should have stayed with the AP. I got the other guys.
No doubt about it.
This is what I'm saying, though. AP is not no Tom Brady. AP is not no Patrick Mahomes. He's great, but he ain't that. So it's like, for example, one of my favorite players, obviously, is Michael Jordan. But mm-hmm. I used to love Charles Barkley. That was just my guy. And at the time, he won MVP. I want to say in 93.
Yeah, I believe it was 93.
Right? They played the Suns.
Yeah. 92 or 93 season.
He lost to Michael Jordan.
Yep.
And the first thing he said was, yo, I finally found a guy that I'm just not better than.
Yeah.
And that's what we're living in today, from the Bradys to now to Patrick Mahomes. So I get what you're saying as a competitor. I want to beat him. I'm going to be better than him. Yeah, but there's one thing to it, man. It's called reality. And my thing is, Pat is and Andy Reid together are on another dimension, another planet. So I'm not okay with it, but I could justify it, losing to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs compared to anybody else in the
AFC. So from this point forward, let me get clarity, at least at the desk, at least for you, Shady.
Let me get to
from this point forward, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, even if they lose to Patrick Mahomes, it's still a successful season because it's Patrick Mahomes.
Because same thing with the New England Patriots. When Tom was running things, here and there, you're going to have somebody win a little championship, win a little playoff game. But for a while, it was all Brady. Yeah. Every year, you're thinking, yo, the Patriots are going to be in the AFC Championship game. That's the same thing with the Chiefs. This is 6 in a row. It's ain't a coincidence. And then next year, the sad part is they might be even better next year. And if I said, yo, they're going to go to the AFC Championship game next year, what would you say?
Of course.
So what are we talking about? Lamar be back.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
In the meantime, though, James, Cancun on 3.
I'm with you, brother. It's nice and warm out here. It's warmer than Baltimore.
Oh, for sure.
But this was not a successful season for the Baltimore Ravens. And the main reason why I say that individually, sure, you got a star wide receiver in Zay Flowers. It's his rookie.
He's young.
He's going to get better. He's young. Your quarterback, new system, played really well, going to win a second MVP. Individually, defense, Roquan Smith, Patrick Queen,
Kyle Hamilton.
My goodness, all pros, all three of them. Right? So a lot of good things individually. Every season we come in to the football season, it's 5 or 6 teams to where we say, is Super Bowl or bust?
Talk to me.
Niners, Bills. Eagles was up there because they just came off of a Super Bowl, right? The Jets were up there because Aaron Rodgers and that defense. And the Ravens were up there. So anything less than a Super Bowl in Baltimore with how good this football team was, that is an unsuccessful football season. I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes. You have Patrick Mahomes at the bank in your backyard with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and you were the best team all year in football. And Patrick Mahomes' team at one point might have been the worst team in football the way they were playing. So this is an unsuccessful season, in my humble opinion, for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens because they fell short of the Super Bowl, and that was the main goal. Some people had them as their Super Bowl pick to win this thing. And to not get there, I don't care what you accomplish individually, as a team, to fall short of the Super Bowl was an unsuccessful season for the Baltimore Ravens. You could not tell me that they didn't think they was going to the Super Bowl. They probably already had, hey, y'all, when we was in the NFC Championship, we was playing the Giants. A bunch of my people's like, man, we want to come. Don't come to this one. You know, we going to the Super Bowl next week.
Who's quarterback?
We went home.
Eli Manning's over there?
Yep.
He ain't Pat. You wouldn't.
Yeah, he still beat us.
You wouldn't dare.
Tom is your greatest, and you beat Tom twice.
You wouldn't. You would not fix your mouth to say that about Patrick Mahomes.
I would fix my mouth.
Yeah.
He beat Tom Brady twice.
Hey, Jordan, that's how my dad, when I get choice, he's like, how?
Yep. Was it a success, Joy? Raven season?
In a zero-sum game, no. If your only goal this season was to win a Super Bowl, then no, you failed at that. But only one team is going to win a Super Bowl, so that means only one team is going to have a successful season. Mm-hmm. That seems very limiting. Yes, everyone who is in that position should be striving to achieve the ultimate goal. But I do think building blocks matter as well. The process matters as well. There has to be some level of positivity that's allowed between ultimate failure, right, and the ultimate success. Somewhere in the middle there is where the Ravens season lies for me, because Lamar Jackson's never been to an AFC championship game. Mm. So if you're ticking things off the list, as we do with these careers and these legacies, yeah. those things have to be recognized. He's going to win a second MVP, which is an instance into the Hall of Fame. There's just that he's going to get in the Hall of Fame now sure. because he has won two league MVPs in his very short career. He made it to an AFC championship game with the number one overall seed in the AFC, which is where that team is supposed to be. And he's never gone this far in his career. Running up against Pat, I think, is a fair, reasonable reality check for everyone. Yes. But even if you want to take that off the table, it doesn't matter who he lost to. They'd never been in this position before. Mm. So you have to recognize your accomplishments in that space as well. It was a disappointing because of how their season went and the fact that he's going to win MVP and all these things. Yes. But disappointment and ultimate failure feel different to me. So I can't say that this season was a complete failure and there's no successes to take out of it. Now we have a different level of expectation from Lamar Jackson. We had questions about what he was able to even do in the postseason going into this run. So that being the case, how can we then say, okay, you didn't make it to the Super Bowl, so all of that was a complete failure. It was disappointing, yes. They didn't reach their ultimate goal, but he did check something else off the list, which was getting to an AFC championship game. Now, if he goes back to the AFC championship game again next year and doesn't make it to a Super Bowl, then I think that's a failure because you already did this. You already accomplished that.
I like that you personalized it. Because I think this is a different question for everybody. The reason I think it's a failure is because I do think pro sports and really anything that has a trophy at the end of it is pass-fail. That's just the way I grew up in sports. It's like, if you end up losing, you did not succeed. Now, I think James Jones, I love what you said at the far end. Like, players had successful seasons. Mm-hmm. Patrick Queen, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Justin Matabike, all have successful seasons. Patrick Ricard, successful seasons. But did the Ravens have a successful season? I don't think so. Ravens have been there before. Lamar Jackson may not have, but the Ravens have been there before. They've been the one seed before. They've lost in the playoffs before. They've won a playoff game before. Now, it looked different because, like Joy said, this year they had a bye. So when they won the playoff game, it took them to a championship game, whereas before they didn't have a bye. So when they won a playoff game, they only got to the divisional round. But they've won one playoff game before. Nothing they did this year surprised me, 2-5. That's why I can't look at it. And I'm interested in your perspective because you've won two Super yeah. Bowls. So you've achieved success at the highest level. I can't say that the Ravens had success. Did Lamar have success? Kind of. I don't even know how much Lamar. I don't even know what Lamar would say, though.
It's MVP, though.
I agree, but I've talked to, again, MVP is different, but I've talked to different MVP winners who haven't won a Super Bowl and didn't win the Super Bowl that year. I've talked to Heisman Trophy winners who didn't win the Natty. I said, what would you rather? Would you rather the Heisman or the Natty?
Of course.
And they always say, forget the Heisman. Give me the Natty. Yeah. Give me the Natty. If we were to ask Lamar, would you rather the MVP or just play in the Super Bowl? Oh. Not even win it. Just play in the Super Bowl. I think he would say, let me just play in a Super Bowl. So I don't even know if Lamar would say
this is what, his sixth year?
Six.
Come on, dog. You're a quarterback. You're going to play for a long time. Your sixth year, you're going to AFC championship game? You talked about the bucket list. I did like that because as a player, I always would like put my accomplishments, what I wanted to do, right? And each year I would check it off. So, yeah, two MVPs, like, who? I get that. Ain't gonna play the Super Bowl, but you're gonna take that. And I think that next year I could see the Ravens back at the same spot. Okay, we lost this. Let's learn from that. All these penalties we got that the messes up, we're gonna fix that this time around. Like, we've seen teams that get close, they don't make it, then they come in next year and they win it. We've seen it. So, it gotta be a success for me because, for one, like, you got a young team too, man. Your best receiver is a rookie. Right? He made some great plays that game, and he made some bad plays to lose the game for him. Imagine you get him next year and what he's going to look like, right? Look at Coach Harbaugh. What's the message that you want to speak to these players? Kyle Hamilton last year was cool.
Yeah, he was up and down. He was up and down.
This dude's a beast now. Yeah. So you grow on these things, right? And I think that they played the Chiefs again, it may be a different story. But we can't look at it because they didn't win, right? It's just a mission. Sports to me, it's a journey.
Okay.
Right? You do all this hard work to get there. Now you get there. Do you let down? No, you keep going. So now they lose an AFC championship game. You're going to see Lamar Jackson. He's going to be there again. I think this next year, next time he gets there, he'll have a different vengeance. He'll have a different attitude. I just can't look at this as a bad season.
Yeah, see, that's the thing for me because we want to look at Lamar Jackson being young in year six and say, man, he'll be back here. It's hard to get back there. It was set up so perfect for them this year.
Was it?
Extremely healthy. You got your best tight end back off of an injury mm-hmm. to get in the lineup in Mark Andrews. Patty Mahomes missing his all-pro center. William Gay didn't play.
Like, the middle linebacker, like, it was all set up for them. You're at home, you healthy, MVP quarterback, number one deep. It was all set up for them. And to just say that they're going to get back to this point and be this good of a football team next year, it's going to be tough. This guy's up for free agent. You might lose Patrick Queen. He was an all-pro. Somebody might throw the bank at him.
Yeah.
You know, so the team is going to look different. You might battle some more injuries next year. You never know what can happen. But it's a failure because in Baltimore, with the team that they have built and put around Lamar, it was Super Bowl or bust for them. They did not get to the Super Bowl. When we won the Super Bowl, the next year we came back, we were 15-1, and we lost in the playoffs. Mm. That's a failure.
Mm.
That I don't care what anybody did. Aaron Rodgers, MVP, I don't care about none of that. As a team success, that is a failure. 15-1, and you done? In the playoff, that is a failure as a football team. And it's only a certain amount each year. We're going to come into this thing next year, and people's Super Bowl picks might be different, but it's going to be about five or six same teams up in that thing.
I mean, you only get four teams go to the AFC. Out of 32 teams, only four make it to the AFC Championship game or NFC Championship game. So my thing is like, yo, that alone, that's hard as hell to do. And they did that. And if you're telling me that you don't think Lamar Jackson, the way that the Ravens build their teams, right? Because I always think about, like, quarterbacks that don't make it, like a Dan Marino. He's a big guy, my guy, super talented. But I look at that franchise, right? And I look at the Ravens, right, differently because since I've been playing, all they do is stack their teams up on defense, they play good ball, and they get better and better and better. So I do feel like the Ravens will have another chance. I don't know.
They'll probably have another chance, and we don't know what would happen with any other team. Do we think that Joe Burrow wasn't going to be in the postseason this year? No, we sure didn't.
Injuries,
things happen.
That's what I'm saying. Injuries.
Yeah, but injuries happen to other teams also. Like, we imagine that it will never be this easy, which I don't think it was easy. You imagine that everything is just lined up. It was lined up because they on purpose had the best team, best defense. Yeah. Like, that was designed. It wasn't like, oh, he accidentally fell into the best defense. They're a team that always has a good defense. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll get back. Maybe they won't. But to achieve something like getting to an AFC championship game when you have not done that before and then to look at the entire season as a failure to me is strange. You already accomplished something that you never did before.
When you say
what about the Niners, though? That's your team, right?
Yeah, I would say it's a failure.
What about them?
It's a failure if they don't win the Super Bowl.
No. I'm saying, like, we watch them get close and get close and get close.
Yeah.
Right?
They lose.
No.
I'll tell you right now.
But I'm saying when they lost to the Chiefs, right? In 09 and 19.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I'm like, oh man, they probably never get back again.
That's interesting. Well, no, it's different.
I wouldn't have said that.
I would have said it was a failure.
Yeah.
You feel me? Okay, I would have said it was a failure.
Okay, but then they went to the NFC Championship again and lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then again, they go to the NFC Championship last year and lose.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Eagles. Then they go again this year and then they win in the Super Bowl. So when y'all hollering at me and talking to me and all that, and I'm not against y'all, but like, we've seen it happen before. So why is it for the Niners can get back there numerous times?
I'm not saying that he
can't. But you act like it's the end of the road for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
No. I think two different conversations. Yeah. The conversation I'm having now is this season, today, 2023 season, was a failure. Can Lamar get back? Maybe. I am not going to guarantee it. I don't believe in guaranteeing those things. But I'm saying the 2023 season was a failure in large part because Joy said it. It wasn't coincidence they had a one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So you do all that work to get a one seed. And then, James, I co-signed to the highest degree your point of health.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had a full bill of health. I said this last year about the Eagles. Eagles were so healthy, y'all should have won the Super Bowl last year. Because what happened this year with the Eagles?
Injuries.
Now A.J. Brown missed a playoff game. Now Darius Slay be hurt. So that health matters so much. I'd be very interested to know the Ravens day one starters versus the Ravens playoff starters. I don't know how many guys they were missing. Because even Marlon, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Marlon Humphrey, he got hurt.
Running backs.
But everybody. So to me, it's a failure because you were the one seed. You're the one seed. So if you're the one seed, then I want you to end the season as the one seed in your side of the conference, like the Niners. The Niners were the one seed. And so the Niners ended the season as the one seed in their side of the conference. The one seed doesn't mean you're the best team in the league, but it means you are the best team in your conference. So you do all of that work, that strenuous, intentional, and even their health. I would credit them for their health, prehab. You do all of that work. I just think if you don't finish it, to me, I'm a pass fail.
Job done.
I still can feel the feeling walking off that field when we was 15-1 in Green Bay losing. Looking at Greg Jennings like, we got to do IPWs again, bro.
You got to do what again?
IPWs, off-season workouts.
Oh.
We got to do all that. This was a failure, bro. We was 15-1 at the crib. Number one seed at the crib. 15-1. Best team all year in football. We walking off the field. It is a failure, man. However you want to slice and dice, I don't care who MVP.
That was an NFC championship game, was it?
No, it was divisional round.
See, that's what I'm saying. You would feel the same way if you was in the NFC championship game?
You're the best team all year in football with a chance to win the Super Bowl.
I guess.
Or at least get there, right? And we walking off the field same way the Ravens. Look at us. Jordy under contract for years. I'm under contract for years. Greg, we young. We going to be back here.
I just feel like if it's a zero-sum game, then it really doesn't lend to a lot of nuanced conversation about anyone's success at all. Brock Purdy, if he loses in the Super Bowl, was a failure.
Brock wasn't. The team.
Yes. Okay, then Lamar Jackson did not have a failure of a season.
No, individually.
All of the players didn't have a failure of a season because this group of players had not been to an AFC championship game. Mm. Right? So it's a failure just because Kyle Shanahan has been to a Super Bowl and has been to an AFC championship game and 9 of the starters or 12 of the starters have been to a Super Bowl before. So it's a failure for only the players that have been to a Super Bowl and for Kyle Shanahan.
For the organization.
For
the individuals. Some individuals succeeded. Some obviously didn't. You know, some players in their contract year, they probably didn't ball like they wanted to. But it is, I think you're right, Joy, and it's not the fun part of sports,
organizationally, of course, any team that has been to or won a Super Bowl or has been around sniffing around that space, it would be a failure for them. But the Baltimore Ravens didn't go to a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson.
Mm-mm.
He won the quarterback when they went to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy wasn't the quarterback the last time the Niners went to a Super Bowl. So the only team that we can look at it left in this situation that we can truly call zero-sum game failure would be if the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl. If we're playing that particular game with these particular players. Like, Lamar Jackson's version of the Ravens had never been in this position before.
Right. Yeah, but not only that, like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, successful season. Right? Quarterback been on 4 different teams. Nobody picking him to win the Super Bowl. Individual players played well, went to the playoffs, won a playoff. Successful season. This team was built this year.
Yeah.
And they paid a Super Bowl.
They paid to win this year.
Here's why I would even argue with you, James. You won a Super Bowl the year before you went 15-1, right?
Yes.
That's why it was a failure, because you guys had won a Super Bowl.
They've been there.
If you had never been there, if you had never accomplished that, and I hear you.
James can say why it's a failure.
Zero-sum game, yes. Everyone failed who did not win a Super Bowl this year, right? Everyone failed.
The team.
Where's the nuance? Where's the conversation? What do we get paid to talk about?
I wouldn't say, though, I'm with James, though, in that, to me, you failed if you underachieved. I can't sit here and say to myself that the Tampa Bay Bucs failed, because I don't believe they underachieved. I can't say to myself even that the Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders failed, because I don't believe they underachieved. But the teams that underachieved, the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe it was a failure of a season. They underachieved. I can't say the Rams failed this season because they didn't underachieve.
Oh.
But when I'm looking at the Ravens, you paid Odell $15 million for this year.
20?
20? Yeah, like I think it was up to 20.
16.
Yeah, it was something like that for this year. Patrick Queen, for this year. You did all that. For this year, you didn't pay Odell a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
You paid him a 1-year deal.
And they didn't reach their ultimate goal. They didn't reach the ultimate goal, but they made it to the AFC Championship game, and they were the second best team in the conference.
Yeah.
What's that mean, though?
I mean, it means failure. So we don't. Let's just not. We don't have nothing else to say. They're failures, and the Chiefs are winners until if they lose to the Niners, then they're failures. And any team that has any expectations of the Super Bowl, it's a zero-sum game. You either win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl.
Or the season's only a handful of teams that can say that, though.
4 of them. It's like 4 teams out of the 32.
I'm talking about, like, before the season starts.
Listen, every year Lamar Jackson's a winner. The only player that has more wins than him is Mahomes, right? So he's going to be in the playoffs again.
No question.
And then you used to kill Lamar about his playoff resume. So for him to even get to the AFC Championship, he's like, he made it here, right? So he can build on that. I just can't say it's the end of the world because he didn't win.
You talking about Lamar, though. I agree with you, everything.
Even the Ravens. The Ravens, they ain't been just smoking teams in the playoffs, right or wrong?
Nope. But this year they didn't either. Like, Lamar Jackson came into this playoffs with a 1-3 playoff record. Mm-hmm. He's leaving this year in the playoffs with a 2-4 playoff record. Now let's go micro, because that's macro. This year, Lamar Jackson came into the playoffs with 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He had a 4-touchdown, no pick game against the Texans. Mm-hmm. Then against the Chiefs, I believe he had 2 turnovers.
He also had the bye because he balled out during the regular season and got the 1 seed.
Correct.
We talk about this with Aaron Rodgers.
And we kill Aaron Rodgers for
it. How many 1 seeds did they have?
Mm-hmm. Correct, but that's we knock Aaron Rodgers as well for the aspect of like, bro, you got the 1 seed, but what'd you do in the playoffs? Aaron Rodgers' playoff record, I believe, is 11-11.
It's regular.
We say, like, he a regular season quarterback.
Okay, but,
that field, we fail.
11-10, excuse me.
Straight up. Like, this, I hear you, but, like, this year they had a bye, so that's a dub.
Yes.
It is. Like, that's a dub. That's like,
not on his record.
We're here having a new, right, I get it. It's not, doesn't count there. There's no, like, extra mark for that. But we're having a conversation about what happened this year, so we can say they didn't play in the first round of the playoffs because they were that good. Mm-hmm. So how does that not also add to what we can expect from Lamar Jackson in the future and what he did this year, if we're talking about success or failure?
I said that.
As a team,
the Niners, they just did this. The Niners, I just watched the Niners from 2019 mm-hmm. to now, right? Make it to the Super Bowl, lose.
Yep.
Successful season or failure? I don't know. They went back to the NFC Championship again, and they went again. Now they're going to Super Bowl again.
So what I'm saying
is it can't be a failure because that's part of the journey. The part of the journey is for you to lose. Michael Jordan wearing 6 in a row, correct?
Yeah.
Between that, he was losing some of them playoff games,
no
right?
No question.
Part of the journey. Then you get to it, right? Now I'm a rod. So it's the same thing with Lamar.
But eventually I'll say to Shady. You're right. But ultimately where I stand is Lamar eventually has to arrive. I think you're banking on him arriving. The beauty of the journey is eventually you get to your destination. I ain't trying to stay on a 405 all day. Right. Eventually, I want to get to work. So hopefully, and we're all trusting that Lamar Jackson will arrive, because that's what it comes down to. Yeah. If Kyle Shanahan don't win a Super Bowl, his journey cool and all, but, like, I love the Niners, but you got to win.
Kyle Shanahan's been there before. So if you're asking about Kyle Shanahan specifically, if he loses the Super Bowl, yeah, it should be a failure for Kyle Shanahan, because he's been there before multiple times. It won't be a failure for Brock Purdy. He's never been to the
Super
Bowl.
Would it be a failure
before
for the Niners? Because that's the conversation
I'm gonna
we're
say,
having.
You know they've been there.
You know
they smelled it. They tasted it. they done touched it.
Only 12 of them.
Come on. So,
for Brock Purdy, I would say no.
For the Niners.
Okay. What if we just say whoever loses the Super Bowl was a failure? Because to me, Lamar Jackson has never been to an AFC Championship game. If you accomplish something this year that you've never accomplished before, including guaranteeing yourself a spot in the Hall of Fame, and the Ravens have what they have in place and have built what they've built, like, he answered questions.
Individually, I 100% agree with you.
But wait, the star players, though, been there. Trent Williams was there. Bosa was there. Fred was there.
Yeah. That's Trent's first Super Bowl, ain't it?
No.
He was there in 19.
He was there in 19.
So That squad was there. Family, when we return, who was the biggest winner from Championship Sunday? We've had a lot of conversation, a lot of deliberation over the failure, but let's celebrate the victors, if you will. Who was the biggest winner? And boy, there were a lot of them. A surprise answer on the other half of this commercial break. That's next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius.
You had a call on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All weekend, we kept hearing about Kelce and Swift. Swift and Kelce. I like it. You a Swiftie?
I am. But anyway, can I be honest?
I'm a Swiftie too, though. Swiftie. The only thing I'm concerned about, if Taylor Swift stop coming to the games now. Come on now. If she there, they going to win.
What did Travis do? Wifey's up top. Hold up, babe. We're going to do this later. I'm on the field. And what did he do? He grinded 11 targets, 11 catches. He got a touchdown. It got busy. So
how dare y'all doubt the Chiefs?
I'm a Swiftie. Yeah, you know I'm a Swiftie. I'm going to concert and all. Oh, shit.
Swiftie Shady.
Shady built that in bump himself. All right, family, we are in second and short. Niners, they Chiefs. They both took home W's. Huge players made big time plays. My favorite conversation of the day as we celebrate them with y'all tuning in. Who really was the biggest winner from this all? Coach, player, team. Who stood out, Joy? Who was the biggest winner from Championship Sunday?
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. Oh, I love it.
Brock Purdy? Okay, little Purdy.
Listen, we don't mention this anymore because why the hell would we? But he was the last pick in the draft.
Very last. Nobody behind him.
They're not even calling it Mr. Irrelevant anymore. I bet your team's going to pay a little closer attention to the last pick in the draft moving forward.
100%.
He was the last pick in the draft.
Then he going to have two parades in 1 year possibly? Because he get a parade if you're Mr. Irrelevant, right? Don't they, like, drive you through the city or something? Parade?
Well, he's going to have a parade in Iowa if they win just because he's from there, from Iowa State. I know
he's playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Shady. Like, that is a... That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Because think about it. Like, we don't even mention... There's a reason why we call him Mr. Irrelevant. We don't talk about this player. And we don't even bring it up anymore because it doesn't matter. We talk about where you were drafted for certain players and stuff, and that's why you get extra chances. But he has completely erased that. He's also erased most of the narrative about him. Because at the end of the day, however he plays, he wins games. And he's doing it at a high level with a lot of talent around him. Did he play a perfect game? No. We could even get into arguments about which quarterback was better. But at the end of the day, at this point in the season, a zero-sum game. You win or you lose. If you win, you're going to the Super Bowl, which is where he's taking this team. On top of that, remember, this was a team that used 3 first-round draft picks on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Who is no longer with the team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. He earned himself probably $200 million. He is going to be a household name in 2 weeks if he isn't already. So I don't know how there is a bigger winner than Brock Purdy.
I love that Brock Purdy answer. I will see that Brock Purdy answer.
You do.
I won't raise you, but I will add to you.
I know.
Kyle Shanahan.
I don't totally disagree because that Trey Lance thing is for Guy, and we don't know nothing about that.
That part. I got Shanahan as my 1A. I have Brock Purdy as my 1B. True story. Because when I think about it, Joy makes a great point. If Kyle Shanahan would have missed on Purdy along with Lance, he's likely not the coach anymore. The only way you can miss on a number one overall pick of that magnitude is if you connect later on. You can't miss and miss twice. So the fact that he connected with Brock Purdy is huge. But then Kyle Shanahan's resume, it is nearly without being able to poke that. He just got to win that chip. You go to 4 conference championships in 5 years. We laud Mahomes because he's gone to 6 in 6 years. Hard to do. But 4 conference championships in 5 years, 2 Super Bowls as a head coach in 5 years, 3 Super Bowls total in 8 years. Now you went to a Super Bowl as an offensive coordinator, Super Bowl as a head coach, Super Bowl as a head coach. Then look at Shanahan's resume. It's Hall of Fame level. You have Robert Griffin. You win Offensive Rookie of the Year with him. You have Brock Purdy, you take him to a Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo, you take him to a Super Bowl. Matt Schaub, you make him a Pro Bowler. He's proven himself in my mind officially to Matt Ryan an MVP. He's a top 2 coach in football right now, only behind Andy Reid. I fervently, fervently, fervently believe so because your best coach, he beat this year. Whoever your best coach is outside of Andy Reid.
Question. If he loses,
Ugh.
What are your thoughts on Kyle Shanahan?
Great.
Never winning. Never winning a Super Bowl.
Sick. If he loses, it's unfortunate. But like to Shady, to Joy's point, I'd have to say this. If we're going to give these different players grace, the Lamar Jacksons, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, I'm not giving them grace. I'm not. I don't even want to couch it. But I will say this. Kyle Shanahan's brilliant because I love the way he worked. A person of great talent hits a mark that nobody else can hit. A person of great genius hits a mark that nobody else can see. I believe Kyle Shanahan's a genius because he said, okay, everybody else is paying their quarterbacks a ton of money and then just holding on to their roster for dear life until they can no longer. Shanahan's like, you know what? I'm just going to have incredible talent around my QBs, and I'm going to beat a guy who makes my QB a QB.
Yeah, but he tried to go get him a superstar.
He tried, and he missed.
You know what I'm saying?
And he missed.
It just somehow happened like
that. I'd also say, up until now, that's only gotten you to the dance.
That's correct. But here's the beauty of it is, outside of Andy Reid, because Andy is here, the last 5 years, Shanahan's resume is better than everybody else's. And you could say the last 8 years. Right. So I agree with Joy. I agree with James on that. But I will also say, outside of the Andy Reid way, the Kyle Shanahan way is the second best model.
But even
football.
The standard for him now, it changes, right? That's the reason why we give Coach Mike McCarthy so much grief, right? Because you win in the regular season and you do not get it done in the postseason. That's why we give. So you continue to keep getting to this point and not winning the big one. And we're going to keep showing him some grace?
To me, though, if you get like... McCarthy don't even win in the playoffs these days. With
he
all due respect,
the Cowboys in
with
a
all
while.
Due respect, like oh, Shanahan is playoffs. Shanahan's play like what Shanahan's playoff record the last 5 years is still crazy. It got to be like 8-3. It's got to be something wild. Anyway, go ahead.
I hate to be rude, but I'm ready to go.
Go ahead,
because we're talking about losers right now.
We're talking about some winners.
Here we go.
I watch my boy. Right. Talk about a guy that's losing. Mm. He's getting there, but he ain't winning. They're praying this dude around. Kyle did this, he did that. He said, I'm gonna talk about some winners.
Who the winners, right? Who the winners?
Travis Kelce's winning. Ooh. He's winning on the field.
And where else?
And he is winning off the field.
He might be winning
right?
better off.
He catching $1 million catches
and
in the game.
And what else he catching?
And at the end of the game,
what he catching?
He's catching a billionaire. Ooh. So what are we talking about?
Talking about
Kyle saving him?
What are we talking
listen,
about?
Listen. All week, all year, I watch people on TV.
Me?
I watch people on his desk talk about he's so distracted. Could he win?
Could
and
he
my boy
that
heard
mean,
that.
He did. That's
Killer Trav heard that.
He did.
And what'd he do?
Yeah.
He showed out.
Yes,
he played
sir.
With an attitude, had 11 targets for 11 catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown, and a win.
And a win.
So, I'm done talking about the losers.
That's on me.
I'm talking about all winners.
That's my
Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, he's my winner.
That's big.
And it starts with him. Without him, they don't get to where they're at.
No doubt.
Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Four Super Bowls in 6 years?
Four of them.
Ha! Talk to me.
Talk Shady, to bigger win on the field or off the field, big dog?
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I don't even want to answer that. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Because he's winning.
Well, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Because I'm going with a winner, too. And it's Patrick Mahomes. He was not supposed to be here. He was not supposed to be here. You lose the game to the Raiders, and the Raiders scored two defensive touchdowns. Your team was going like this, trending like this. He was not supposed to be here. You've never been on the road to play a playoff game, let alone you're going to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in the cold, who already beat you in the regular season. Then you're going to see the number one team in the National Football League in the Baltimore Ravens, and Patty Mahomes delivered time after time. Patrick Mahomes is going to another Super Bowl, and I ain't going to lie. I doubted him.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the ones on TV. This chemistry with the receivers is done. It ain't going to happen till next year. It ain't going to get fixed. These receivers dropping the football is done. It ain't going to get fixed. Patty stood up there at the podium every single week. He ain't point the finger at nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He ain't point the finger
I
at nobody.
I respect you for that, James.
You know what I'm saying?
You say a lot of wild stuff that you don't never take up for. I like that.
Not a lot of wild stuff,
okay.
But I said this wild stuff.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, man, on their way to another Super Bowl. I did not think they would be there. I did not think they would be there. And he is here. Kudos to Patrick Mahomes.
I love it. Well, speaking of saying wild stuff, a coach was more honest than I've ever heard a coach be at a podium.
That's
Dan Campbell, after a loss,
yeah, he's too honest.
He said some real truth. I'm at the desk, and I'm the only one who has the opinion coming after the break on this one. Gonna put up the fight of my life. We'll see how it goes. Issue with Dan Campbell's comments next on Speak.
Get him, Rocky.
I don't know if I have ever heard this much honesty from a coach in my life, but he might have been a little too honest. Take a listen to Lions head coach Dan Campbell after the loss, and boy, we got to weigh in after.
Look, I told those guys, this may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. It's got to be right again. It's got to be right. Some of the players, potentially some of the coaches, man, we got to start over, and we got to find the right mix, the right balance, and it's got to be right.
I will be honest. I have a unique opinion on this. I absolutely love it. I love when a coach is honest. And Dan Campbell speaking truth. They might not be back. Here's what's fascinating. If you look at the playoff teams from last year and where they stood this year, the playoff teams that were in the divisional round or further, Cowboys, Giants, Jags, Bills, they all got worse or stay neutral, along with the Eagles and the Bengals. The only team that was in the divisional round or further last year that had a more successful season this year is the San Francisco 49ers. And you could argue they should have an asterisk by their name because their starting quarterback got hurt in the game that they lost, family. Making it back, going further than you went the year before, is hard to do. Quite literally, the only team that did it is the one team that lost their quarterback in the playoffs last year. Heading to the desk for this one. I cannot wait for you all's opinions because we've had tons of great conversations surrounding this. James, let me start with you. Do you have an issue with Dan Campbell, the head coach, saying we might not be back?
So really quick, you don't have an issue with it.
I love it. I love it. I will get to my reasons why I absolutely, I mean, love it. There really is nothing more I love from a coach than what Dan Campbell said. Yeah. I'll get to my reasons why.
I mean,
why.
I appreciate the honesty, Coach, but you lost the game for us, right? It is hard to get back here. That's why I kicked the field goal and go up 17 points. So the team got to score not once, not twice, three times right. to take the lead on you or tie the football game. Take the points if you know how hard it is to get back here or how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl. You let your team down by coaching this football game like you were a player. Mm. Players is all we always want to go for it on fourth down. Coach, you going for it on fourth down? Cool. We believe we're going to make the play. But as a coach, you are supposed to protect the players. And he did not protect his players right here. You had an opportunity with 6 minutes plus in the third quarter to go up 17 points. The Niners at that point have scored 17 points all game long, and you think they're going to score 17 points on you in one quarter, and you still do get the football if they do score? It's not going to happen. So you getting up there and being out, that's all cool and all that, but you should have started off saying, bye, I lost this game for us. Our players put us in a really good position to win the football game, and as a coach, I didn't do my job on the sideline. Nobody, the Niners, like you said yesterday, would have ran out of time if he just took those 6 points. They would have ran out of time. Right? The Niners wouldn't have had momentum. Who knows if they even go down there and score and get points. So this one right here is on the coach. So yeah, I'm cool with you being honest. Oh, that's cool. You've probably been honest all year. But this game right here, which is hard to get to, because I've been to these and I've been to a Super Bowl, and I know how hard it is to get to these games. I know how many things have to go right. You let your team down. So all that honesty stuff and all that, that's cool and all, but you lost this game for us. Point blank, period. Go up three scores, and your team right now is in the Super Bowl, where you ain't never been. You barely won a playoff. It's been 30-plus years. You won a playoff game. And you talking about never get back here, and you could have went up 17 points? You know how hard it is for a team to score three times in a half?
So you're more upset with how he called the game than what he said post-game. That's really where you stand. Like, you don't want to hear none of that.
I don't care what you say post-game. I'm not even listening to that. As a player, I ain't listening to that. I don't care about none of that. We could have went up 17, Coach. We went up and down the field on the San Francisco 49ers all game. They could not stop us. We did our job. Mm. You didn't do yours. Mm-hmm. They got a field goal. We go down there, get another field goal. Third quarter almost over. The score still, we up 17. The momentum for the San Francisco 49ers, they ain't even got none, right? You lost this game for your team, so whatever he got up there said, I could care less.
Well, I wonder if any of the players were honest with him. I hear what you're saying, Coach, but let's be honest. You lost the game.
Yes, he did.
Curious, curious.
Joy, James was passionate with it. Break down the nuance of your answer.
Yeah, man, golf played too well to be going home.
You got an issue with Dan Campbell's comments.
What's Doug?
I'm mad. I'm mad, too, though. I did have him plus seven. Just saying.
Here's the thing. While I don't disagree with anything that James just said, because we all watched what happened, I can't kill somebody in an emotional moment. Maybe I just strive too much to humanize players and coaches because we get very transactional with all these things, and this person makes this much money, and this person's only accomplished this, and this is a failure, and this is a win, and it should be fired. And this is the biggest moment of his career, and he was bad. And he knows that, I'm sure. And he let everyone down, and they lost the game. And he, of all people, of all coaches in the league, know how hard it is to get there because the Lions ain't been there in 32 years. So
put that on my notes.
I try, if we're going to give someone grace off of what they said, not off of what they did. That's different. What you did is what you did. But your emotional reaction after losing in that moment, I just try to give people a little bit of grace, not to pick every single thing they said apart.
So no issue. No issue with it.
What he said is crazy. We don't know if we're going to get back here. Why wouldn't you get back here? You have Jared Goff. You have a great team. You have a great running game. You fix the defense up a little bit. You have a great tight end. You have got a good offensive line. You had one of the best offenses in football that mostly did their job against one of the best teams in the league. You won your division. You're in position to compete for the division every single year. There's lots of reasons you should be back there. But so I don't agree with him. I think the reality of it is the Lions haven't been there in 32 years, and it's a sore failure. And he, you know, they had an opportunity to win.
32 years?
32 years.
Yeah, the championship game. Yeah.
No playoff win, 32, that's crazy.
Longest drought.
And for him to say that, I hate it, Asha.
Talk to me then. I'm listening.
I hate this because, like, playing this game is hard to do, right? And as a coach, even if you're not a good team, right, if you love your coach and respect him, anything he says, like, it speaks volumes to you.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, like, it's at times when Andy Reid was a bad team, and he say something like, yo, you hear what coach said, we got a shot. Now, we was 4-12, but him saying it, we believe that much into him. So when I hear him say that, and I like Dan Campbell, and I heard that, it hurt me. Like I was still playing. First of all, a lot of your good players or a lot of your best players are young. Mm-hmm. Your two running backs is really, really young. Your rookie running back is going to be a superstar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your tight end, the all-pro tight end, he's young.
Rookie.
Do you look at the wide receivers they got there, though? St. Brown's was in his third year. Your offensive linemen, right, your special ones, they're young. Mm-hmm. So for you to say that, it's like, why? And then why'd you say it? Mm-hmm. What does that do for the team? You know, I'm into my therapy. Mm-hmm. My counselor says, say things. Well, no, what she said? Oh, when you about to say something, think about it, because would it better the situation? Would it better the person? Would it better you? Why are you saying that? What did that do for the team? You saying that we probably won't get here again.
Yeah.
And you talk about confidence. Last thing, confidence for players and a team is everything. So if my coach don't even believe that we're going to be here next year or the years to come, why should I? And why the hell are you talking about the future when we living in the moment? Yeah. We in the moment right here. We trying to win. We in San Francisco. Got these boys on the ropes.
Yeah.
And you talking about we might not ever be here again. See, I hate stuff like that because that lets me know that you just playing fantasy football. Mm. We might not be here. Let me just go for it every time. Mm. For how much go for it? For that don't matter. Go for it. Like, what are we doing? So when I heard, I was so upset because I've been with great coaches.
Yeah.
Right? Andy Reid. I don't even go to Andy Reid because he's just a whole other coach. He's just one of the greatest of all time. But a guy like Bruce Arians, guy like Sean McDermott, they not even saying stuff like that. We're living for the moment to win now. So I just hate hearing that because a guy like Andy Reid would never even fix his lips to say something.
Push back. Here's why I love it. Because I love when people speak from their experience. That's why I love doing this show. We all got our different experiences. Dan Campbell's a player. He played on 4 teams in 10 years. It wasn't the beginning of the quote that I loved as much as the end of the quote. He said at the end of the quote, we might not even have the same team next year. That's real. The thing I hated most in locker rooms, and we've been there, after the game, fellas, phenomenal job this season. Hell of a job. I know we came up short, but still a really good job. Hey, we're going to rebound. Go get healthy. Take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back in OTAs, come back in offseason, and we're going to be right back in the name. No, we're going to be better next year. And I'm sitting there in the back of the locker room behind Shady, taking my black wrist tape off and my white pre-wrap off, taking them joints off. And I'm like, we ain't finna be back here next year. I might not be on the team next year. I'm taking them joints off like, Coach, I just heard you was trying to trade Brandon Graham.
Yeah, that's why.
Coach Fletcher Cox under contract. Coach, what you mean we're not going to be back here the next year? Favorite story ever for me. Shady, I'm walking the hallway, 1 NovaCare Way, 19145 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm walking the hallway, the practice facility is July 27th. Dave Phipps, special teams coach, about 6 foot, skinny dude, always a hype on caffeine. He comes up to me.
Caffeine.
He gets uncomfortably close. Y'all know that person being uncomfortably close.
I hate that.
He gets uncomfortably close to my face. He says,
Wait, if you backed up the heat, did he get closer?
Closer. He said, Acho, come here. I walk up. He gets uncomfortably close. He says, hey, you're probably going to get cut from the team. Okay? Don't worry about making the team. Worry about making the league. He said, you're probably going to get cut. I'm going to be honest with you. You're probably getting cut this year. We traded LeSean McCoy for Kiko Alonso, linebacker. We got D'Amico Ryans, linebacker. We drafted Jordan Hicks in the 3rd round, linebacker. We just paid Michael Kendricks a 4-year deal, linebacker. You're probably getting cut. Make the team. Make the league. Don't worry about making the team. I appreciated that honesty. Don't lie to me. Last story, then James Jones, kick it off.
Yeah.
2015, Shady, you were right on. 2015 preseason. Now it's August. Final cuts. Joy Taylor cutting from 75 to 53. True story. We're all sitting in the meeting room. Chip Kelly, he's at the coaching stage. We're all sitting there. Shady, you've been in the facility before. We all kick back. Chip says, fellas, great job this preseason. One favor. Wash your gear, your travel gear. Get it to the equipment managers. They're going to wash it. They're going to hang it in your locker. So just throw it in there. Throw it to G, to Greg, the rest of the equipment guys. They'll wash it. They'll get it back to you. I'm sitting there like, coach, just be honest.
Yeah.
They cutting some of us. Yeah. They're not going to wash it and get it back to us. You're just telling us to give it to us so they can wash it and give it back to the guys that make the team. Yeah. Don't lie to players. Players can read through that. At least the players like me that realize they might not be here forever. So I loved it more than anything, James, because he's a former player.
Yeah.
He's being honest. Mm-hmm. They might not be back, and they probably won't.
And that's the crazy thing about it, and that really irritates me even more, because you are a former player. You know everything it takes to go into this thing to be able to be in the NFC Championship. Ice tubs, playing her, practices, waking up early, film study, all of that, that you don't want to do to get to this point. Question for all three of y'all up here. Jared Goff throw three picks, he come up to the podium and say, I didn't know we was going to get back here. I was just throwing them up.
Oh, we cooking it.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about, Jared Goff? See, that's how y'all got me up
Hey, listen,
at least I caught the class.
That was a heck of a catch.
With the hands.
Yeah, catch it?
The cup could have dropped. Would have been
dropped, man. Listen, my man.
What happened?
Don't get distracted. No.
You need less sugar, man. Look at your coffee, man. Look. Freaking like hot cocoa.
Yeah, it does look like hot cocoa.
Less sugar, man.
But anyways, can y'all answer that question for me?
I can't. It's coffee everywhere. Show the coffee. I can't even talk football. Come on, you whole mess, man. James Jones, you kid at home? Tell him to clean up his room.
That y'all cut James's kids, cut it off, and tell him he needs to learn how to clean up, man. We got to go to break now.
Embarrassing.
Now you're embarrassing him. Oh,
your wife watching.
You did catch a glass, though. You did catch a glass. All right, family, when we return, James Jones is going to get a towel and clean this mess up because he ain't got no maids at this desk. And after that, we got to discuss Brock Purdy. Is he the franchise quarterback? Has he proven he's a franchise quarterback? We know how good he is, but is he worthy of a multi-million dollar deal in perpetuity? That's next on Speak. James, can you clean this up?
I got it.
Please.
Your arms are long. You gotta space it out so you can talk on your hands.
All right, let's get back to some football talk. Niners down 17, and it was a historical comeback. Remember, teams were 0-18 when trailing by 17 or more at halftime of a championship game until Brock Purdy, until Mr. Irrelevant, until this year's San Francisco 49ers team. Shady, it's the most polarizing conversation in all of sports. It's a conversation surrounding Brock Purdy. Do we got that cleaned up?
Yeah, I got it. You see it shining.
Just making sure. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
Smells nice.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, you see me.
I ain't see nothing. That's why I asked.
Come on, open your eyes, bro. You see me down there.
Oh, you say you ain't got no vision. We'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that. You saying the all-decade running back ain't got no vision. Nah. Shady, did Brock Purdy prove he's a franchise quarterback? Does your vision work enough to see that? What you looking forward to,
AC's
bro?
On. Turn AC. It's cold as hell in here. when I got this question from AJ.
Your producer, Clay.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, man. Hell yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
But what's the real definition of a franchise player or a franchise quarterback?
Franchise quarterback.
So let me break it down for a second. If I say, yo, you think Patrick Mahomes will be a franchise quarterback on any team?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Josh Allen?
Of course.
Right? Burrow? No question. Even Lamar for a lot of teams. So when I asked you about Brock Purdy, yo, you think he'll be a franchise quarterback on any team in football? What would your answer be, Niner fan? Because I know you're a Niner guy.
Don't go to me. I'm a derail you.
No, but I'm being serious, though. What would you say, seriously?
Not any team, no. I would say about 12 teams, not any.
And that's that was my point, right? It was a quick answer. Like, yeah, but then when I thought about it, like, I got to say it like this. I think that the Niners found their franchise quarterback. Okay. But to say he's a franchise guy, nah. Because my franchise dude, right, is a Pro Bowler. My franchise dude is a guy that can play on any scheme, any system, and it's the guy that most teams would probably want to trade for, right? Because I was like, man, maybe he's in the same category as Jared Goff. Mm. And I'm like, is he? Because Jared Goff is the type of quarterback where I think he ain't great, but he's really, really good, playing different systems. And I think teams would trade for him to be that piece for their team, right? So, I mean, I don't know.
Let me help you. Not that you ever need help with anything.
But you agree, right?
No. I think Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback. Now, I don't think he can be a franchise quarterback for all 32 teams. Well, call the comment. I said not every team.
But I don't know. So are you with me or against me? I'm trying to...
I think there's a nuance to it because I think that Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow will be great for any team. But the reason I think Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback, not just the Niners franchise quarterback, is he's now proven to all of us that he can run his offense incredibly well. So if you are the coach, construct an offense that he can run incredibly well. That's where I'm sitting with it. Jimmy Garoppolo was different. Jimmy Garoppolo was limited with his legs. Jimmy Garoppolo was limited with his arm. Mm-hmm. So you need an offense where he has to get the ball out because he cannot use his legs. But Brock Purdy has shown you he has the ability to use his legs. Brock Purdy has shown you he has the ability to throw the deep ball. Brock Purdy has shown you he has the ability to come back from down 17 in a championship game. He has the ability to come back from down 7 in a divisional game. Brock Purdy has shown you he can win in a rain. Brock Purdy has shown you he can win in a sun. Brock Purdy has shown you he can come back from an injury
an injury so substantial that it is to his throwing arm, and he can come back and beat every team that made the playoffs in his conference the following year. So the reason he is a franchise quarterback, not just their franchise quarterback, is because he's proven to me he can run an offense incredibly well. So if you are a head coach, give him an offense. I also believe, though the Niners do have an incredibly talented offensive roster, there are about 8 to 10 offenses that have two really good wide receivers and a good running back. So I'm like, I think Brock Purdy could run any of those teams incredibly well. Now, if you're a team that is void of talent, no. I don't think Brock Purdy can win if you're void of talent.
So if
not
that's
completely
the case,
void of talent.
Not
the,
you know, cut into your take, but like, how can you say he's a franchise guy, not just for the Niners, but for everybody, when you're saying that it has to be a particular team for him to run in his system?
Because I believe there are only 2-3 quarterbacks like that. I don't even love, oh, I'm not going to derail it by saying who I don't love, but I'll say Mahomes is the only one who I think just no talent, he can get it done. And even when we say no talent, he does still have maybe the greatest tight end in the history of football.
Yeah, but when
we say his team has,
you put him on
no
any
talent.
32 teams, and that team's going to be good.
And they're going to want him, too.
Yes, agreed.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if those are going to be banging on the door. Even if Brock Purdy won the Super Bowl, I don't know if teams would be banging on the door to get him if he was available. I don't see that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is a franchise quarterback for the 49ers. Either Kyle Shanahan is a genius or he's not.
He is.
Then we can't.
But Andy Reid's a genius too.
Okay, let's just for the conversation's sake, because we always get.
We get crazy. Can we lead him out of it? Can you lead
him? He's a genius.
Lead him out of it. Let her do her thing, but lead him out of it.
Let's leave Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid out.
Yeah, I was cursing the show.
I'm glad you're calling.
Because you're not comparing Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid, of course not.
Sean McVay's a genius. Offensively, I believe that Kyle Shanahan is a genius.
Yeah, yes, but we're not comparing Kyle Shanahan to Andy Reid.
I would, but I would understand how you all would not. But what Kyle Shanahan has done.
Yo,
with
my man.
Let me finish my joke.
Yo, you serious?
Shady, let me just finish my joke.
You're getting crazy today.
We're just going to just pause. We'll pause on that. We'll get to that tomorrow. We're going to remember you said that, though. There's only one Patrick Mahomes. There's only one Andy Reid. I think that Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback for the 49ers. I do think he would have some success with some other systems as well, but I don't know it would be at such a high level, because I also feel like, because we keep saying it, the Niners have built defense first.
Yeah.
Like when their defense struggles, the offense immediately struggles. Yeah. When the defense struggles, we immediately blame the defense, including the head coach. So it is defense first. It's not an offense to Kyle Shanahan. In fact, it's a compliment that he feels that he needs to build his team that way. That's what we're saying, is that he said he doesn't really need a franchise quarterback because he puts all this other talent around him. So that's why I do think that Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback. I feel exactly the same way about Brock Purdy that I felt about Jalen Hurts last year. He answered questions that we had. He got his team to the biggest game of the year. He works perfectly in this system. He has a bunch of talent around him. He has a generational defense. He has big-time playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the Super Bowl. Yeah. In fact, Jalen Hurts was an All-Pro. We don't mention that, but it's fine. Like, what is so irritating about saying he's like Jalen Hurts?
No, I just feel like we're hyping some things up to undermine.
We're hyping
Brock
up the San Francisco defense.
They're not generational.
Okay, fine. They're not generational. They're super duper good. They're really, really. What? We ain't gonna get through this segment. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
I'm done with it. Once he said that, she's trying to throw Andy in there. I'm done with
him.
I just, but he gave you the facial expressions and body language, and you look at him, and he's like, I ain't saying nothing. You want?
Yeah, it's James.
Crazy.
Looking at me.
I'm done with him, yo.
It's James.
And when we leave, don't be trying to get in my dressing room, and don't text me today, because you're getting crazy. Text me tomorrow.
Man, listen, I look at a lot of these quarterbacks. First off, yes, I believe Brock Purdy's a franchise quarterback. I'm not going to go down the line 32 teams but right now in the San Francisco 49ers offense and on the 49ers team, he's a franchise quarterback. The hardest position to find in football is the quarterback position.
Right.
We're over here trying to figure out if we are going to pay Baker Mayfield as a franchise quarterback, a guy that was on 4 different teams. Tampa Bay probably going to give him some money. We paid Geno Smith. We paid Daniel Jones. So if we're paying guys like that, Jimmy G leaves the Niners after a nice deal, goes to the Raiders, gets another. If we're paying guys like that to be a franchise quarterback, then absolutely Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback. His team is in the Super Bowl. His team is in the Super Bowl because he came back from 17 down strictly off of no offense, the plays that he made. with his legs, with his arms getting outside the pocket. So if you ask me a franchise quarterback, he absolutely is a franchise quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. They found their guy. Now, if you ask me if he's going to the Carolina Panthers and going to take them to the playoffs, probably not.
I think that's the tension I have with the conversation we're having is we're creating a hypothetical that I also believe only Patrick Mahomes could fill.
Well, we would agree Josh Allen and Joe Burrow would have Joe success took, in a lot of places.
He was number one pick for a reason, went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won two games. Yeah. So he literally did
but,
that.
But what I'm speaking of is like when you talk about Joe Burrow, and Shady, you and I have said this ad nauseum, is Joe Burrow's offense has talent everywhere. Mm-hmm. Great tight end, three really good receivers, really good running back. The Niners have a great tight end, but obviously George Kittle's way better. The Niners receiving core, though, and the Lions receiving core.
We can't compare the 49ers to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Offensively, I believe
that we can't compare the Cincinnati Bengals organization and where they were when Joe Burrow.
Oh, of course
got
not. Not the organization. The no, not the organization.
I agree with you. There's maybe three guys. Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Separate, and maybe two other guys that could go to any organization. That doesn't mean that there are no other franchise quarterbacks.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
All we're saying is if your definition of a franchise quarterback is what Shady
said. That's what I'm saying. What's your franchise
quarterback? Then he's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Because how do you define a franchise quarterback? Right? For example, okay. So, because you brought up contracts. So, if I give a guy a 3-year deal with basically 2 years guaranteed, is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a franchise player?
No, I don't even believe so.
I agree with that, right? My thing is 5-year deal, right? That's what I was getting.
200 and something, man.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a player in general. Oh, franchise player, 5-year deal, about 3.5 of a guarantee, and then you roll with it, right? So, you talked about Daniel Jones, some dudes, they got paid because that was just the market. They weren't franchise guys. What I'm saying is when I look at a franchise dude, it's like, yo, franchise would love to have him as their main guy going forward. I don't know if it's a lot of teams that would just take Brock Purdy as their leader, as their quarterback on their team. I just don't see it. I don't know. Maybe you got to show me more.
Why not? I guess last question for you, Shady. I obviously got to go to break.
The reason I would say
why not is, okay, he gave you 30-plus touchdown passes. He led the team to the Super Bowl. He gave you 315 yards in a win in a conference championship game. He came back from down 17. He came back from down 7. He won when Debo was hurt. He won when Debo was healthy. Uh-huh. He won when his defense played decent. He won when his defense played awful. Like, what
because
else has he got to show?
Because everything you're saying is with the Niners and that whole scheme.
Yes, sir.
I've watched quarterbacks with less talent. Jimmy G's awful. When he got traded to the Niners.
Raiders.
I say, yo, there's no way that Devontae Adams is going to have a great year because the quarterback's so bad. So when I say that, like, for example, all these teams that he played in the playoffs, if Jordan Love played for the Niners, right, I think he would be a better franchise quarterback than Brock Purdy. If Jared Goff played for the Niners, I think that he would be a better quarterback.
Based on what? Now, I don't ask this argumentatively.
I think they're better quarterbacks. I think they got better talent. I think they're better quarterbacks. Simple as that.
How are you defining talent? You feel me? Because, like, how can you say that somebody would outplay Brock Purdy when Brock Purdy has played it? He's played at such a high level. You know how high a bar that is to clear?
That's why the Dan Campbell thing just popped back up in my mind. Because he messed this thing up.
So right now, today, though, right? You asked me about the talent, which is, I don't know what that's about. You wouldn't say Brock Purdy's more talented than Jordan Love, would you?
It's interesting. The reason I would say yes.
Ooh.
I saw Kurt Warner.
Stop.
Let me get it out.
More talented?
Well, here's the reason I would say yes. I saw Kurt Warner tweet something out 2 days ago, and he said, are we not going to talk about a quarterback's decision-making as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's poise as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's processor as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's ability to navigate his offense as talent? If you're only talking arm angles, I agree with you, James. I agree with you, Shady. If you're only talking arm strength, I agree with you, James. I agree with you, Shady. If you're only talking about mobility, I agree with y'all. I'm just saying, when are we going to elevate our concept of talent besides what you can do in a Pro Bowl contest?
I'll leave it here because I won't get into that because you know what's going on. I don't care if Kurt or Tommy tweeted it. I know what's going on, and you do too. I'll leave it like this. When you watch Brock Purdy, I've watched dudes with less talent take their team to the same place, NFC Championship game. I watched dudes with less talent take their team to Super Bowl. So I've seen that before with the Niners.
Sure.
Because that's the Niners. They got great defense. They got great role players. That's who they are. They stack like that. Every team don't have that type of calcium, and every team don't have that type of talent. What I'm saying is if their quarterback – if that quarterback, Brock Purdy, can go to other teams and do that, I don't believe that. I don't believe that he could be the same type of dude in another system. That's what I'm saying. Because I've seen his highs, I've seen his lows. And then when I'm averaging him out, when I'm really watching him now, because before I was on his train, like, yo, this dude is this and that and third. Decision-making, how smart he is. But then I watch him when things ain't right. I'm like, yo, this dude, who is this guy? Because some days he'd be here, some days he'd be there. And now I go, back to the team that's around him, because we've seen it before with Jimmy G. I want to beat y'all.
Let's come back to this
conversation. I don't want to come back to this.
We got to come back to this conversation. We'll come back to this conversation because I'm curious. I'm a little rubbed the wrong way.
No, he's a franchise guy for the Niners.
We got questions for you, too.
He's a Niners franchise quarterback. There you go.
Keep the camera rolling. I want to hear what y'all say.
James Jones, pick up where we left off, big dog. You had a thought. You couldn't wait to get out.
Oh, about how mad I was at Dan Campbell. You know what I'm saying? Got us, you know, trying to defend golf up here who played his tail off and is at the crib. But no, the blessing about this whole thing is Brock Purdy don't got to worry about them other 32 teams.
Yeah.
He is a franchise quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and he does that at a very high level. And you know why we can say that? Because he got an MVP votes. I don't know how many plural. He got. He got MVP votes in this system. So whatever we want to think about Brock Purdy and can he go to this team, can he be on that team, all that, you know, can be argued. But right now he's on the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl, the biggest game with a chance to win it, and he came back from 17 down. So Brock Purdy is the 49ers franchise quarterback, and sometimes that is a blessing for you. He is going to get paid a lot of money to be a franchise quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
I guess all that matters in my mind, Joy, is as long as he's good enough for Shanahan to keep him, we don't have to have
That's a conversation.
Because Jared Goff wasn't good enough for McVay to keep him. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't good enough for Shanahan to keep him. So as long as Brock Purdy is good enough for the Niners to both pay him, but not just pay him, because Jared Goff got paid by the Rams and Jimmy Garoppolo got paid by the Niners. Yeah. As long as he's good enough to be paid and be kept, Shady, then I feel you on, will other 31 teams want him? I guess, Shady, I don't know if it's relevant. Joy, I don't know if it's relevant.
Well, I mean, look, we're the offseason is approaching, and with the offseason comes list season, and that's when we're going to start barking at each other. That's really what this is about. Where are we going to put Brock Purdy? Is he the best quarterback in the NFC?
Stafford.
Right now, he's in the Super Bowl. Are we going with Stafford? Are we going with Jared Goff?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
Are we going with Jordan Love?
You think he's better than Matthew Stafford?
No, not talent. No.
Okay, but.
But he can run. I think he runs his system just as well.
Then we are calling him a system quarterback.
Yes.
We're calling him a game manager.
I believe, hear what I tell you. I think if Purdy was on the Rams for the last 5 years and all them Rams teams, I believe they would have gone to the Super Bowl and got him.
We're going to go crazy.
You what? Goff did the same thing.
What do you mean? Got him one or got to a Super Bowl?
I believe he would have got to the Super Bowl too.
So,
but you said got him one.
You got him one to the Super Bowl.
So got him one to the Super Bowl. See, this is off-season conversation, and it is approaching. So prepare yourselves. Okay, gird your loins. It's coming. That's what this is really all about. Because to James's point, he's going to be the quarterback for the 49ers.
Yes.
But can I ask you a question?
Last question, sir.
James
don't care about
James
my team.
James, ask a question. No,
because if they do lose, because my dog said it right, the Niners have been here with Jimmy G. They've been to NFC Championships.
Yep.
They've been to Super Bowls. If they do lose, does this Purdy narrative change? Like, is he the quarterback for the Niners? Because you've seen the Niners, like, do we pay him? Because you've seen the Niners go to this point with Jimmy G.
How do they lose? I believe it was 2nd and 6. Jimmy Garoppolo
missed
7 minutes or 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He misses Emmanuel Sanders. Then 2nd down with the game on the line, Chris Jones bats the ball. When they needed Jimmy G to be special, he wasn't. Now, Shady says this. Shady says, per his quotes, when the Chiefs played the Niners in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 54, their goal was get Jimmy G into 3rd down, make him pass. I don't believe that can be your goal for Brock Purdy, because Brock Purdy is proven 2nd and 11, 21-yard gain. 3rd and 4, 21-yard gain. 2nd and 6, 10-yard gain. Beats you. We'll see.
Beats the Lions.
Beats the Lions, yeah.
In the second half.
One more question.
when we return, Baker Mayfield helped get the Bucs to the playoffs. The producers were freaking out in my ear when James told that he had another one. But Baker, he made it to the Pro Bowl family. Shady is super excited to talk about it next.
Oh,
shout out to Baker Mayfield officially making the Pro Bowl due to, I think, a starter opting out of the game.
Yeah.
Shady, you made a couple Pro Bowls, but now Baker's made one as well. How happy are you for your Pro Bowl fraternity?
Don't say it. Don't use like the same.
I mean, but you made a Pro Bowl and you made a Pro Bowl.
I've never, ever in my life been an alternate Pro Bowl. I've been a real Pro Bowler.
I thought you said in 2012 you were an alternate.
No.
You didn't go.
Oh, I didn't.
I wasn't going, but you were it.
No, I didn't go. I didn't go, so I didn't get credit for it. I didn't go.
So, like...
So, all my 6-7 is real. All my,
like, well, you text them, you tweet at them, like, how are you going to congratulate Baker on this? I'm just curious, because y'all are both Pro Bowlers.
No, now. Well, I'm happy. Well, I'm happy for Baker, though, because, like, anytime you do make a Pro Bowl, I give you credit for that, because he'll tell his kids I'm a Pro Bowler. And then he's right, he is.
Dang, so you telling your kids the same thing Baker telling his kids, what you're saying?
Yeah, I earn mine, though. Mine's the real ones.
Yeah, you know? Like, y'all...
That ain't real. No. Like,
Shady telling his something different, but Baker saying, yeah, Shady went to a Pro Bowl, I went to one, too.
that's cool, though. I just don't
know.
Alternate sounds crazy, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Real story. When I would meet players that would come from, as an alternate, I can't shake their hand the same.
Give me the difference. Where you at?
You're a Pro Bowler?
I'm a real one.
What's up, baby? Hey, congrats.
Congrats.
That was good, man.
Have a season, boy.
Okay, now.
Yep.
Pro Bowler or alternate?
LaShawn?
Oh, yeah. What's up, bro? What's up?
You may.
Happy to have you, man.
Who you filling in for? They hate that. Hey, who you playing for? Who you filling in for? Yeah, let him know. I know. I know you don't win, but Lord. Hey, yo, who you filling in for? He was sick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know what?
Hey, more of this on the other side of the break.
Don't knock my Pro Bowl.
Wake up. Oh. James Jones, that is you spilling the coffee so earlier in the show. But shout out to that left hand, bro, catching the cup.
You see how I'm still talking? That's professional, though.
But the question is, were you willing to actually help him clean it?
Yeah.
You see, Shady, he made a mess.
Make a mess.
But he don't help clean up.
Oh, he can't come in my house, though.
You know,
why not?
I'm going to help clean it up.
He's going to mess up and all that. Look, I got a big, like,
well, now you just know where I got to stay. When I come to your house, you say, JJ, you got to stay over there. That's all good.
Here's my question, though. Why you still got the cup that close to you, big dog?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's empty
now. It's empty now. You know, I guess it's... What's in yours? Exactly.
It's just a show now.
You know what
I'm saying? Yo, now, serious question, though. If your wife wasn't in your life, would you be real messy? Your house would be real messy?
No. Yeah, man. Especially me and the boys.
Which one is it? Yes or no?
Toe up. Yes. That was a big toe up.
Not me.
Yeah, so you grown like that.
I'll be clean. You got maids clean.
Got both. Me and the maids.
That's what I'm saying, see?
No.
I hire some maids.
Once a month. I'm doing all the real cleaning.
What's the fake cleaning?
What real cleaning? You ain't picked up a vacuum and mopped and all that. I don't know how long. You ain't doing
it. I'm done with it.
Hey, we're not done with y'all. You could watch any show. You hang out with us for 90 minutes every day. We don't take it for granted. We'll see you next time.
I don't know what I was on.